American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost the game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Rosario lines a one hopper to short, second for one, throw to first, in time! And the Cubs' magic number is down to one.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th versus number 4 Penn State. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Tonight, the Cubs will send veteran right-hander John Lackey to the mound versus the St. Louis Cardinals as the Northsiders look to lock up the National League Central. Pregame here on The Score starts at 5:30 with our guy, Mark Rohde. On the south side, the White Sox will send Ronaldo Lopez to the hill as they host the Angels at Guaranteed Rate Field. In football, Bears preparing to take on the Packers tomorrow at Lambeau Field. Safety Quentin Demps ruled out. Offensive lineman Hieronis Grasso and Josh Sitton both questionable. Finally, college basketball. Louisville has placed head coach Rick Pitino on unpaid administrative leave. Program currently under investigation by the FBI as part of an NCAA corruption probe. Join 670 The Score at the Foundry in Aurora tomorrow for a Bud Light broadcast with Bernstein and Goff. The guys will be live from 1 p.m. to 5:30, so come by for great food, Bud Light game day specials, and Score prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Woo!
I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score tonight when the Cubs take on the Cards at 5:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense. Up front, Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I do completely agree with how the Bears have handled this so far, both publicly and internally.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
He's in the studio with us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Shout out to the Facebook Live people. I've been in and out of the chat. The chat hasn't been as spicy, apparently, because we're having a good time. So people have calmed down the rhetoric and all the foolishness because apparently Ric Flair doesn't bring that out of him the way Colin Kaepernick does. We'll talk to Anthony Heron about what happened last weekend and this weekend. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Ant Heron. Anthony Heron. So, college football this weekend for me was watching whatever that was that Georgia decided to do to Mississippi State. The Pac-12 is still, I think, you know, figuring itself out, even though USC continues to win. What stuck out to you this weekend?
Like you mentioned, USC continues to win. They're not winning in the fashion that a lot of folks anticipated.
I think the brand is throwing me off too. Because the last time that I really was like, I need to watch USC football is because of Reggie and Lindale and Matt Leiner. So I think the brand name, what's on the front of the can, is throwing me off in terms of what I think the level of play should be.
Well, and you and I talked about this, I think, a bit, even going into the opening game, because I had USC week one, and you know, I said it here, I've said it on a few different outlets. The separating factor between them being just a good team or, you know, a January 1st or, you know, a major bowl team versus being a championship team will be if Sam Darnold protects the football, because they've got enough offensive line play. They've got multiple talented running backs who can run the football, and they've got a coach in Clay Helton who's willing to attack defenses with the run first. And what I've been impressed with is that T. Martin, the offensive coordinator, has decided, I'm not going to try to win Sam Darnold the Heisman by making him into some kind of volume passer and saying we got to throw it 50 or 60 times a game. They've been leading with the ground attack. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, as special as he is, with the way he can put the ball into a variety of windows, kind of like we saw Jameis Winston in his last year in college, but he is known to turn the rock over, and he's got to protect it better if they're going to just keep winning games. They can't continue to get away with this now they're getting into the meat of the Pac-12 schedule.
And then Alabama sort of puts it down, saying everybody else can talk about whatever they want, but until you're us, you're not there yet.
And there very few are, especially in the SEC, man. And I think I might have said this to Jason last week while we were on together, that Alabama, as great as they are and as much as they've separated themselves from the SEC, to me the SEC is a conference that, while they're not as far and above most of the other conferences as they were, it's not because the SEC has gotten vastly worse to me. It's because the SEC has always been a conference that's been more about the athleticism of their recruits than it has the schematic diversity of their coaches. This is not a conference.
That's the LSU problem in a nutshell.
Yes.
Where everybody on your team is a 4-3-5.
And you go two deep, three deep at the defensive line position, where, you know, some teams can't field five guys on the offensive line on the point of attack as well.
So they can just beat you up in a way that they want to beat you up. But when you actually face somebody who can go toe-to-toe with you from an athleticism standpoint, at some point, your coaches need to out-scheme the opponent. And I have not seen teams over the years in the SEC out-scheming opponents. Even Alabama, for the most part, does not out-scheme their opponents. They out-execute and out-muscle their opponents.
Well, do you think in general, in college football, with the sharing of video, with all the available information, and with the fact that all these coaches work together, they're always, and pro and college, all the commingling and cross-pollination of offensive philosophy specifically, are we at a... I don't want to get too like a punctuated equilibrium would be the it's a Stephen Jay Gould's evolutionary theory where people believe that evolution is linear.
I love some of your just random terms.
Sometimes, well, no, this is it's, he wrote a book about it where his theory based on the fossil record was instead of some linear evolution, there were times there were long stretches where there was no evolution. That something there had to be events, there had to be something that happened that would trigger changes in the survival of the fittest and say, okay, now you're all going to die off and you're not
be an ice age in the football.
Right. So, but are we at one of those punctuation points right now where maybe in general there just isn't that next leap because spread concepts are all being adopted right now? We are
what
seeing
the rules only allow you to do.
Sure. And we're right. Saying, okay, people know RPOs, people know read option looks, and
you can't go with a 4-man off. Offensive line to put right. another receiver that, out there. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know what's going to swing forward or backward in the philosophical pendulum, but maybe part of this is that we're just at a stagnation point as far as offensive innovation.
I honestly don't think so, and more so probably in football than in any other sport because there's 11 bodies on the field. That's something you don't get in basketball. You know, you get the baseball diamond, but there's not all the bodies aren't involved in the scheme of the play. In this fashion that it is in football. You know, no one really saw the RPO coming until more people started using it. Mike Leach's air raid, there's a Mark D'Antonio sort of element to it where, you know, D'Antonio started going up tempo in the NBA and they started, you know, really using the 3-point shot. And now we've seen the Golden State Warriors take that to another level. Now the Spurs are starting to even do it a little bit when they weren't that team up till a few seasons back. And I think in the sport of football, we're going to continue to see more teams with what started on the West Coast and what started as we're going to use space and we're going to use pace to use the basketball term. And start to put our athletes, you know, in the open field in a way that made them very difficult to tackle. That's one of the things that's underappreciated about why tackling has gone down in the sport of football. It's because football isn't played within the vacuum of the box to the level it was back in the day. It's far more difficult to tackle these amazing athletes out in the open field than it would have been in the day of Gale Sayers, than it would have been in the day of Walter Payton, where football was so much between where the tackles line
the
up,
Oklahoma
between
drill.
The hashes. Yeah. Football is not the Oklahoma drill anymore. And so missed tackles are up exponentially over the past two decades because you're tackling people that you can't reach. It's so much harder to tackle somebody now.
As they've gotten faster.
Right. Yes.
So it's space and speed, right. Where even if you're a physical equal, they're acting, you're reacting. Mm. And if you make the slightest miscalculation of your angle, the person is not going
to
fall down.
We're beyond the phone booth at this point. Right. And that's where you need your Tariq Cohens of the world can still do very special things in tight spaces. But those athletes, even the bigger guys, the 300-pounders, the Akeem Hicks of the world can still chase from the backside and condense the space available to these amazing athletes. So I think we'll continue to see offensive innovation. I mean, even to the point Jason made a second ago about having 4 offensive linemen. You really could do that. You're allowed to, as long as you've got bodies on the line of scrimmage. Right. I mean, there may be a scheme that comes here in the coming years.
We get back to swag football on BET.
Further away from the rock.
What's it called? A11? There is an outside the box offense where, like, nobody has their hand on the ground, and you don't know who's technically lineman and who's not.
Who's eligible.
Rex Ryan brought that to the defensive side of things on with the Jets when he first started with head coaching with them, where
it was the
amoeba defense, where you'd have one defensive tackle.
People are in,
you know,
two-point stances. There's constant motion pre-snap, whether you call it a psycho package or a Raider package. When you get to third down, you saw that start in the NFL with the Ryans. Now you're seeing that more at the collegiate level on third and long. You rarely see 4-down linemen at this, you know, for the teams that are a little more schematically diverse.
Yeah, the A11 offense has been used by some levels of amateur American football. In the offense, a loophole in the rules governing kicking formations is used to disguise which offensive players would be eligible to receive a pass on any given play. Designed by Kurt Bryan and Steve Humphreys of Piedmont High School in California. Scheme was used at the high school level for 2 seasons before the national governing body of high school football closed the scrimmage kick loophole, effectively banning important facets.
Next time you get Zach Zaidman on, just confirm whether or not that's what the Bears are doing with Mitchell Trubisky. That may be what they're I'm completely
talking about. What's going on here? Anthony knows something we don't know. What's happening here?
You brought it to Bears, though, and you mentioned Tariq Cohen. Let's talk about how the Bears are scheming and what Dowell Loggins is doing, essentially with no wide receivers. Yeah. He's trying everything to free these guys up schematically. Every bunch formation and every little scrape and trying to get a free release for someone. Yet, they ran for, what, 220 yards or something like that? And Olin Krutz has done a great job with some film showing how poorly the Steelers defended. Packers can't defend the run either.
No, they can't. And I think Thursday night is going to be another close game, and it's going to be on the road. So, you know, where we went through the first 2 weeks and felt like, yeah, it's going to be a good one week one at home. All right, week two, they're going to struggle a little bit on the road. Week three, it's going to be another good one. I didn't predict a victory over the Steelers, but felt like it's going to be a good close game. I think this time on the road, when you have the atmosphere of Thursday night football, you have the atmosphere of going to Lambeau Field, a young inexperienced roster, I think, will rise up in that scenario. Do I see them beating Aaron Rodgers? That, to me, that's a tough call to make. But I think the Bears are going to go to Lambeau and play really well tomorrow night because the Packers don't play the run that well. And I do think we'll see, for whatever reason, there seems to be certain situations where Leonard Floyd plays better. And I know he hasn't.
Yeah, but do we know what they are?
From a percentage standpoint, he hasn't rushed the quarterback that well yet this year. The Packers are lacking at offensive tackle. They've got some injuries there. And
how many pass rush snaps is he getting, too? Because I've seen him track tight ends and line and running backs into the flat on third down situations, and I'm like, all right, well, you drafted him to come off the edge. Shouldn't he be in pass rush snap formation? I'm sure I can look at Pro Football Focus and figure out his pass rush snaps.
It's roughly 40% right now. He's rushing the passer roughly 40% of the time at this point, but what can't be lost is that he's maybe their third best pass rusher. And so I think to just look at it in a vacuum and say, well, you know, you drafted this guy to rush the quarterback, and, you know, not just you saying, I've heard a number of people saying, you drafted this guy to rush the quarterback and you're not letting him do it. He's not your best pass rusher yet. He is your best athlete in the front seven. And even in his collegiate scheme that he ran at Georgia, they used him all over the place. He wasn't a guy who consistently rushed the quarterback in college. They used him in the joker position, used him as an inside linebacker, used him on the edge as a coverage guy in the slot. He's that level of athlete.
Is that overthinking it, though, at some point when you know you drafted him and you talked about his bend, you talked about his athleticism? And when are you trying to make him something he's not, when his most valuable skill is going in and stomping the quarterback brains in?
I think it's about when his most valuable skill is actually at its best. Right now, he's probably a better space player than he is a pass rusher. We've seen glimpses of it late last season when he wasn't just running into contact like he's gotten back to right now. He's got something. He's got that bend. He hasn't gotten consistent with his hands yet. And one of the things for young pass rushers, for guys who maybe aren't natural with the way they utilize their hands, the violence of their leverage. Right now, Leonard Floyd is still running to contact far more than a guy who's in the 235, 240-pound range should be doing. Like the very first play of the preseason where he came screaming around the edge and nobody touched him and he killed the quarterback. Everybody thought, okay, that's what we're going to see every snap from Leonard Floyd. It's not yet. There's still some inconsistency to that, but he's a very young football player. They're going to be inconsistent. It was part of why I was a little bit worried about him being a top 10 pick, because he wasn't a consistent playmaker in college. That same inconsistency he's shown with the Bears is who he was as an inconsistent playmaker at the collegiate level. The physical tools, though, are off the charts. If he becomes a guy who consistently uses proper pass rush mechanics, doesn't worry about stopping his rush, looking around for the football, and just realizes between me and the offensive tackle, somebody behind that has the football, so let me rush in a hellacious manner through the outside shoulder of that tackle, use some pass rush mechanics, and then go kill whoever has the football. He's still in more of a hesitant sort of stance where he ends up kind of booby bumping down the middle with the offensive tackle, and you don't want booby bumping from your great pass rusher.
See, that's interesting, though. So you have a pass rush mindset, even if it doesn't necessarily result in something involving the quarterback.
Yes.
You're saying just getting the leverage and beating somebody to a spot at that point in the field.
Because you're going to land at the ball more times than not.
That has enough value.
You will land at the ball, and you will threaten that tackle in a way where he respects your speed. And, you know, it's like when you hear about a guy taking the top off of defense as a wide receiver. As a pass rusher who has a fastball like Leonard Floyd has available to him, you've got to show that pass rush. You've got to show that fastball in a committed fashion.
And then with the counter
moves.
Then
that offensive tackle starts to skate. He starts to chase. He starts to open up his hips in a way that, yes, will now open up counter moves for him. Right now, he's getting upfield maybe a step and a half and running to contact when he doesn't need to be doing that so consistently.
All right, we'll talk to Anthony Heron about Iowa City, about the best college football player he played against and the guy that I watched play against Iowa the other night, and some more college football stuff and some Bears stuff as well. He's Anthony Heron. He's joining the Bernstein and Golf Show. You should check him out on Twitter, at Big Ant Heron. You listen to 670 The Score.
Tom Tomorrow, join 670 The Score at the Foundry in Aurora for a live Bud Light broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show. The guys will be there from 1 to 5:30 p.m., so come by for some great food, Bud Light game day specials, and score prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It has now been 24 hours since the news broke of the arrests of four assistant coaches, along with six other individuals caught in an FBI investigation into corruption and bribes in college basketball. And in that 24 hours, the earth in college basketball hasn't stopped shaking. We already talked about Rick Pitino and Tom Jurich losing their jobs at Louisville, reportedly. Point being, this isn't some message board loser claiming that their rival is cheating. And this is not the NCAA and their understaffed investigation department taking forever to investigate rules violations surrounding the snacks that may or may not have been given to athletes. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation taking its time to investigate fraud, bribery, and corruption. This isn't the type of thing that has you vacating wins or even getting fired. This is the type of thing that sends you to jail. I'm Jim Rome.
Welcome to Canals for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knaus. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
Bernstein, Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm is having their semi-annual sale. So this means you go to Mattress Firm. Because if you don't, this sale does nothing for you.
No.
The only way you can make this sale meaningful
if you go.
Is you go to Mattress Firm, and then you know what you do? You buy a mattress.
Well, but before you buy the mattress, you should probably lie on the mattress. You should probably talk to the Mattress Firm professionals.
Or buy all the mattresses.
You can do that as well.
They would love us.
If you have a warehouse that you need to house people in, and they want to sleep on really nice mattresses.
Go to Mattress Firm.
Yes, just make one big purchase.
Buy all the mattresses, and then give them to people.
Can I present
and you'll be
to
like
you?
Mattress Santa.
Can I present to you what I have? The Beautyrest Black Hybrid, a multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils. You don't want your coils all, you know.
Collectively pocketed. Oh, that's
yeah,
for
you want individual. Yeah, a high-tech marriage of contouring comfort and superior support technology to power off only at Mattress Firm.
Right now, you can enjoy the Dream Bed Luxe that people love. It's the leading memory foam mattress, and it costs $1,000 less than competitors. It has cooling technology, and it's $37 a month for 72 months. You can't beat what is going on, and you certainly can't beat the deal. Because if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days, but you're going to love your mattress. And you think, oh, I see all these ads. If you find the same or comparable mattress set that you get at Mattress Firm for the less than the displayed or advertised price, bring in the ad. They beat the price by 10%. That's even up to 100 days after purchase. So it's all good. The semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for four lines and get the fifth line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for five lines with auto pay, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHC 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use rules, and data deprioritization apply compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited. Carry features, different coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or online at formerlymodern.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
About it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Our guy Anthony Heron is in the studio. You can check him out on Facebook Live and also watch 670thescore.com.
And this segment's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, you should be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all fans are there for the same reason. To watch sports, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
All right, so I've added to Baton Rouge at night and Austin at any point in time, a college football destination. I saw it last year when the team that I like in Michigan went to Iowa City, and you saw how that worked out.
And they got dead. That seems to be the case.
I hear it in your voice. Uh-huh. It's Toronto, son. Calm down. Iowa City seems like a great time at night. That place, that stadium is rocking. The hospital that they built for the kids right there with cancer, and you can wave at them after the first quarter. I feel like it's a genuinely like feel good moment. That experience, you've been through it multiple times, you know, being an Iowa Hawkeye. How special is that to play in that? Or I mean, when you were playing, was it a similar experience as to what you see now on television?
I said one tangible difference now. There's more night games available now. One, there's just more cable, more sports networks, but then also there weren't permanent lights at Kinnick Stadium. And so, you know, they've continued to remodel things over there, but they would bring in Musco lights and have these huge cranes to bring in lighting for whenever there'd be a night game.
Did they plug them in?
Can't attest to the generators, but there was this huge crane where there'd be night lights they'd bring in, and they would never actually even call it a true night game. It might be like a 4:30 kickoff in October.
It ended night.
Yeah, after daylight savings is turned over, and then so it's dark by the time you get to the end of the second quarter or whatever. So it'd be a dark game. They rarely called them night games. There's far more night. It's almost like a Wrigley Field thing. There's a lot more night games at Kinnick now, but the atmosphere there, because part of the reason I ended up going to Iowa, you know, I got offered by Michigan and Michigan State and Nebraska and, you know, whoever else, a lot of teams in this region of the world. But to me, Iowa City was one of those kind of preeminent college towns that just had that vibe of this athletic department, this football team is so important and so vital to everything that happens around here in a way that's very different if you have a bunch of professional sports in a town or in a city that you're playing in. So I loved it.
All right, the best college football player that you played against in your years at Iowa, and Saquon Barkley. That it's a different thing when he touches the ball. And we've seen some very good players over the last few years, but I haven't seen anybody who is an event every time
he looks like video game when you used to press turbo.
No, he's stronger than you, and he's got the balance that you haven't seen. Who's the best player that you played against in your years at Iowa, and what do you think of Saquon Barkley?
Well, you mentioned Michigan. There was an offensive tackle, John Jansen, at Michigan, who was just – he was a force.
Philadelphia Eagle, I believe, too.
He wasn't the big, like, gorilla-looking guy, the hairy guy. Who is that? Who am I thinking of?
Not Jake Long.
The gorilla.
Offensive tackle?
Yeah, the really gross-looking guy. I think he's like a congressman now.
Well, John Jansen was in politics for a little bit. It might be John Jansen you're talking about.
Texters know who I'm thinking of. It was like he had like a head of hair on his arms.
It wasn't tatted on. He didn't tat like a gorilla onto his arm.
No.
So I'm going to get this. That's not the gorilla. I'm going to get this John Jansen story and your Saquon Barkley evaluation as well.
Scoreboard update.
The gorilla.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th versus number 4 Penn State. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Another chance for the Cubs to clinch the National League Central tonight as they face the Cardinals this evening. You can hear it here on 670 The Score. Pre-game with Mark Grody in 1 hour. It'll be John Lackey on the hill. And a night off for Wilson Contreras. Rene Rivera catches and hits 8th. On the south side tonight, the White Sox host the Angels with Ronaldo Lopez on the hill. Football, Bears-Packers tomorrow at Lambeau. Quentin Demps has been ruled out. Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful. And on the offensive line, Hronas Grasu and Josh Sitton are both questionable. Finally today, President Trump spoke out again on the NFL protests, saying, quote, their business will go to hell if the demonstrations continue. At B-Dubs, pair a Blue Moon Belgian White with its partner in sauce, Blue Moon Barbecue, available for a limited time while supplies last. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, please drink responsibly. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Make it your choice, too. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at local club warehouses or other fine retailers. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 5:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so I didn't expect
John Runyon.
And now we're Googling pictures of John Runyon's arms. I didn't expect an offensive tackle to be the name, but John Jansen, well, tell me why that was the best player.
I was
going to
give you two, though,
against.
Because for me, obviously, as a defensive lineman, I matched up against offensive linemen. So for me, somebody who I had to directly contest, John Jansen was that guy. But just as a skill position guy, I know David Boston kind of became a joke in the league a little bit, but when he was at Ohio State,
bad boy.
I mean, and it wasn't just the sheer size speed ratio that he had, because he was like my size playing wide receiver. Then he got to the league, and then he was like twice my size.
That Michael Pittman
played receiver.
Thomas Jones.
Yeah. But even in college, man, he had these soft, quiet hands. There was one catch that didn't count. That I remember, it was Ohio State. They came to Iowa City. It was one of those pseudo night games we used to have at Kinnick with the Musco lights. And who was the quarterback?
Bobby Hoying.
No, it was some other
David Boston's
guy
quarterback.
Krenzel. Oh man,
wasn't Krenzel? Was it?
No,
it
David was before, Boston's quarterback. It was it just after Krenzel and well, but the story, quarterback. I'm chasing the quarterback towards the sideline. I'm like diving to try to get him. He just nipping him at the ankle. He's falling. He floats a ball that apparently is going out of bounds. And then out of nowhere, David Boston, all like 6'4 and 230 pounds of him, just comes out of nowhere and just with his left hand about 12 feet in the air, just snags the ball from out of bounds over the head of all his coaches and trainers and teammates and everybody. And then somehow, like, the laws of physics are defied, and then he floats back onto the field of play.
You're
and
allowed
just
to do that.
Narrowly lands out of bounds, like just a right. just a blade of grass right. out of bounds. The most amazing thing. I wish it would have counted because it would have been on every highlight we've ever seen for
it's
the rest
funny,
of our
though,
lives.
It's funny, though, every NFL game. Joe Germain was a quarterback?
Joe Germain, that was Joe the guy. Yeah. And he was like your size, Dan, yep. and I just had such fun just lighting him up. But the toughest little pygmy right. I've ever played against at the quarterback position because he just repeatedly would get up where – I mean, as a defensive lineman,
now
when
I'm
you
picturing
hear
a literal thing.
when you hear the air leave the body of the guy when you hit him, and you know you've given him like just yeah. one of your best yeah. clean shots, and somebody his size yeah. would just get up,
Anthony's
dust himself off,
right now,
and then just go back to. Man, I just respect yeah, Danny, that so much.
He's looking right at you, Dan.
My respect for you yeah. would go up exponentially
this
if I just sure. laid
this
you
what
out right
with
now,
Dr. Phone right
and
now.
You just yep. got up and dusted yourself off, like you dusted that blazer off, and then just came back. Back to the mic, I would just.
And
would
everybody on the
respect.
Text line is rooting for this to happen. By the way, this is I haven't seen these kind of eyes on Dan Bernstein since Doug Buffone.
He's getting laddered up
Doug Buffone,
a little more space in between us.
You're asking about Joe Germain and David Boston.
But you're talking about a catch like that. Yeah. This was funny. I don't know who was I talking to. Every football game I watch now, every NFL game I watch, there is at least one
crazy.
Average wide receiver. That makes a ridiculous
somebody you've
catch
never heard of.
That makes and like the kind of like we used to say, hey, James Scott had 50 receptions. Look at this. And you know, guys were yeah. fast, but the quality of wide receiver, maybe not on the Bears, maybe not on the Browns.
Certainly not.
But the average quality, like Joe Blow NFL wide receiver, the talent level compared to 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Hey, Bryce Butler for the Cowboys
made
some terrific
yeah.
catches on Monday
yeah.
Night Football.
Dancers. Mm-hmm. The guys
it was Chris Carter
feet.
Who used to dot the I's, and you're like, yep. look what he did on the sideline.
And he was the only guy doing it.
And right, now if right. you don't do that every drill in
yeah.
practice.
You're cut.
Right.
Yeah. It's a different game.
The game
it's a
has
different
changed.
Game.
And I'll be curious, because to me, my theory with basketball at some point is that they'll raise the rim. I don't think they're going to raise it to 11 feet.
Well, of course,
I don't
too
know
small.
If they'll raise it to 10-6. Yeah, but something you can do. If you're not going to change the diameter and the length and width of the court, at some point, maybe raise it up
shot.
To like 10-3, do a 4-point shot, something mm-hmm. like that. In football,
Steph
I'd be
Curry's
curious
like,
to
yes.
see. Thank you. Because I deserve like, more credit when I shoot from half court.
I would like that very much, please.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, man, he combines all the skills that you hope for in a running back. You hope a guy has power. He's got enough size and enough power. You hope a guy has wiggle, that phone booth kind of ability we were talking about earlier. He's got that. You hope a guy has home run speed. He's got that. You hope a guy has the ability
hands.
To be a receiver mm-hmm. out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. And not just the soft hands, but the ability to actually run a route tree that a running back, most running backs wouldn't run. He is so all-encompassing of the skills of a great all-purpose running back that it's difficult to think he won't be successful in National Football League. You look back at a Reggie Bush and you say, well, yeah, he didn't run effectively between the tackles right. in college either. You think about what Saquon Barkley brings to the table, just his all-around skill set, everything he has. That talent in the right system at the next level just seems like a home run star waiting to happen.
Yeah, until that NFL guy says, well, you're only as good as your pass protection. I don't care. You better be able to know who you're protecting and who you're blocking.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Because he's not a guy that's scared to put his nose in there either.
No.
Like, he's a big physical kid. Like, he's setting their squat records for Penn State football, and he's a running back.
And there's some guys who go in the weight room and do that and then go onto the field, and you're like, well, wait a minute, what happened to all that weight room strength?
Right.
He plays strong. He has both explosive speed and explosive power as a running back. I mean, he's one of the off-the-charts prospects for that position that we've seen in a long time.
Fun stuff, Anthony. We appreciate you coming in as well.
Before
always.
We go, though, USC, Washington State, it's a Friday night game that if you're just chilling around the house, tell me about Washington State.
Washington State, man, is that sneaky pick-to-click in the Pac-12. They're going to be, potentially, if they win this game, they're going to be right in position to be that outside the championship college football playoff picture looking in. They're going to be that team everybody's angry at because they played nobody in their non-conference schedule. They played Boise State, which is a nice team. They played Nevada, which is a nice team. They didn't play some nationally ranked foe. But they've got, and they're so experienced. And at the collegiate level, experience is so key because you got all these teenagers on the field, but Washington State has teenagers and early 20-somethings who've been in this scheme now offensively and defensively for 3 years now, and they really play well on that
and
side.
And Luke Falk, worth a look if you're thinking about next level stuff. 6'4", looks the part. So there's some people, a lot of eyes on him right now.
Worth a late round look. Not just because of the Mike Leach system. He doesn't have an NFL arm. That's the thing. Like a Kellen Moore type in Chris Peterson's system at Boise State. Kellen Moore, who was reading NFL types of route trees and you know combining things that you have to combine at the next level. Kellen Moore, because of where he's at mentally, that's why he's been able to be a career backup. I think Luke Falk will have a shot. I don't see Luke Falk being an early draft pick once he goes through the combine.
Real quick, how would you comp him to former Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan? Because that's another guy who was a late round pick who came out of a pro system, and they say he's got a lot of traits that seem NFL-y, but you wouldn't really want to put him in charge of your team.
The advantage Kevin Hogan has is that he is fairly mobile. He ran a lot in college. He was a big part of their running game at Stanford, and Stanford does have that quintessential pro element to their offense, whereas Mike Leach really doesn't.
Okay. Asked and answered.
There it is.
Anthony Herron.
Always good.
Brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Let's talk some baseball, specifically the Cubs, with a former Cub, Chris Coughlin. It's coming up next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd premieres Sunday, only CBS.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Two balls and a strike. Here it comes. Swing and a drive, deep right center field, back toward the wall, chasing it as Eaton. It's got a chance! Gone! Three-run homer, Chris Coughlin. Cubs lead 4-2.
All right, I want to talk to someone who's been in the playoff wars.
Okay.
I want to talk to someone who knows what MLB life is like.
Okay.
I want to talk to someone who has spent time in both Oakland and Chicago in the same season.
Can I answer yet?
No, let's just go to the hotline and talk to Chris
Coughlin.
Well,
coincidentally, Chris Coughlin happens to be on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. What's happening, Chris? How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on with us. This time of year, last year was a little bit different. Guys can relax a little bit more. This time, you got about a week left in the season. What's going through Major League Baseball players' minds that are getting ready to embark on that playoff journey?
Oh, man, it's exciting. You just kind of trying not to count down the days. I mean, it's your typical take one day at a time. I know it's cliche, but it's so true. And right now where the Cubs are is just an exciting time because you can't really look ahead. You know, last year when I was there, it was weird. I'd never been that far out front of a race and just like, okay, we're kind of felt like we were just, you know, delaying the inevitable. Like, let's get ready. This year, it seems like the guys there, they're just fighting for their life to try to win that pennant again. And, you know, hopefully it happens tonight.
Joe Maddon's been a little bit different this year. He hasn't gone in with a lot of the silly stuff. And they did some of the dress-up road trips and that kind of thing. But we haven't seen the petting zoo and the magic act. It's not quite as over the top. I wonder if that's just sort of understanding that maybe he knows more about his team. Everybody's a year older. Maybe as he can send some messages or push some buttons without some of the gimmickry.
I think so. I think that's a fair assessment on your part. You know, I think last year was his second year. You know, I mean, most of those guys are just so young. But, you know, some of the things have already been done. You know, and I think he has just such a good feel for when to implement those things and when to just let the boys play and grind. You know, I think it also helps, too, when you're kind of with that kind of lead, you know, you have time to, you know, put your focus a little somewhere else, you know, from here in time. now it's just like, man, we got to win. And so I think he just does a good job balancing that. And, you know, I would say that's probably a fair assessment on your part, too.
You had one of my favorite moments last year. And I know you of course, had the noted dive roll this year on the Toronto Blue Jays. But last year it was the step out of the box. Oh, wait, time wasn't called. Step back into the box and then rip a base hit. I had never seen that before. And we always hear he talks about Tommy La Stella. He calls him 3 a.m., saying the guy could wake up at 3 a.m. and go hit. Well, you just kind of proved it. It's like, oh, wait, pitch, hit? Okay, sure. That was fun.
It was. You know what's weird is just total, you know, coincidence. Both of them were against the Cardinals. You know, I just seemed to enjoy playing them and things happened. But, yeah, I mean, that was a big time. I mean, I remember I think it was the bottom of the eighth and, you know, Carlos was still in the game. You know, bases loaded. I think there's two outs and able to get that hit. I mean, I remember being frustrated when I was running down the line and then excited because I was like, well, I can't believe that, you know, I could have just gotten punched out right there for not getting time. So, yeah, it was a cool thing. I've never done that. Hopefully, you know, I would do it again if I had to, but hopefully, you know, I'd get time or be able to do what I need to do.
Well, wait, that's fascinating, though, that as you're running down the line, instead of thinking, hey, that was cool, I just got a hit, you're thinking, no, that's kind of BS because I could have struck out. That's an interesting
failure being the default.
Right, exactly. To hear an athlete's mentality thinking what could have gone wrong rather than what just went right.
Yeah, and I think it's just personality, man. You know, I think some people just think differently. Where my mind, I'm a little more intense, you know, I'm a little, you know, I feel like for me, like I ain't out there playing games, you know, I'm playing for keeps, as I say it. And it's like, man, at that moment I was like, that was such a pivotal moment against the Cardinals. Like I said, bottom eight. I think we were either tied or down by a run at the time. And it was like, what could have been? I remember dapping Hyder up at first, and he was all jacked up. And I'm like, man, can you believe that guy? He almost cost me that hit. And he's like, I can't believe you just did that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't even know what just happened. I blacked out.
Chris Coughlin joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're a former Marlin, former Cub, and former A, and you are, you know, just had shoulder surgery, looking to get back in the game next year as well. What in your travels have you learned in terms of the game and the business humbling you that maybe, you know, we've heard Hawk Harrelson talk about guys remaining kids and remaining, you know, the having that joy of the game staying inside of them. You just talked about playing for keeps at all time. You're an intense type of dude. What have your baseball travels professionally taught you about the business and the game, and how do you balance that?
Man, that's a great question. Honestly, to do that question justice, I'd need 20 minutes, but I'm going to give you, you know, the real fast version. Is just, you know, my story's just been really cool, unique. I'm not how I would have written it up. I would have been a baller every year if I got to write it up. But, you know, I've had my ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I played for, you know, what, 9 years and played for 9 different managers, you know, and it's been tough. I mean, the game is cutthroat. I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear the line all the time watching ESPN. Oh, it's a business. And I used to think, man, what's this guy talking about? He's always talking about business. And it's like, man, he's playing a game. And then you get in it and it just, the game has no emotion, no feeling. It doesn't have any personality, nothing. It's like you either get it done or you don't. That's how it is. So what I tell younger guys is, don't get bitter at the business, or don't get bitter at the game. Compartmentalize it. There's the business and then there's the game. You know, I love the game, and it's a grind, and I want to make sure that I never let the business affect my emotion and love and passion for the game. And if I can discern the two and separate them, then I can function. If I put it all into one basket and just say, oh, man, you know, I had this happen or that happen, and that's not fair. And, you know, I always say that everybody has their own sob story, but they only want to hear their own. They don't want to hear anyone else's. And so it's just like when you get in that mode, it makes you bitter and resentful to the game. The game is beautiful, man. And if you can separate the two, you can survive this game for a long time, Lord willing, staying healthy.
You're the perfect guy to talk about this with, and it's something we've been talking about, obviously, the last couple of days, the dominant story in the world of sports. And we were talking with Len Casper, the voice of the Cubs, about his awareness of baseball culture still being different from, you know, the NBA is one thing, you know, out there and encouraged by the very top of the league. It's important for you to take a stand and be heard in these fraught times. Go lead sociopolitically. And that's what Adam Silver's telling players and coaches stepping out. NFL obviously doing what they're doing. But you know what? The baseball culture is not quite there yet. It takes up a different place in the American psyche, I know, from without and within. Chris Archer talked about it. He said, I don't play in a clubhouse where I would really feel that comfortable doing it. You know, Joe Maddon had kind of a difficult time stumbling through the minefield talking about it, despite the fact that he's got Jason Hayward in his clubhouse. You're not in a clubhouse right now, so you can talk about it perhaps a little bit differently, but have you thought about why baseball culture isn't quite as progressive as the other sports?
Yeah, man. I mean, I got to be honest with you, but my heart's been, you know, hurt for pierced for a long time on this issue, but really big time the last several days. And this is obviously as touchy of a topic as you're ever going to get in sports, society, or life. And the best way I can really say it, man, is just you have different people have different opinions of what the flag means to them. And I think you just have a failure to kind of communicate those emotions very well. And, you know, I played with the guy with the A's. I played when he got called up.
Bruce Maxwell?
Yeah, Bruce. I played with him. Max got called up for like 2 weeks. I was only there for a couple months. But I mean, I played with him and that stuff is now penetrating our league. But I do think culturally our sport is different than the other sports that you're talking about.
Is that just a function?
Is that makeup?
Is that just a function of the number of black athletes?
I would think so. I think that's part of it. I'm not going to say, listen, this is a multifaceted dynamic of what this is. This isn't one thing, one issue. You can't say one reason wrong. But I think, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that culturally, African-American race is more dominant in those sports that you mentioned than ours. And that's where originally the protesting started from. And I think, you know, this is a topic that I'm sure is going to continue to run for a while.
Well, Chris, we appreciate your time, man. We know you got to run. We thank you for sharing some candid and open and honest answers with us. Hopefully we get a chance to talk to you down the road, man. This was a lot of fun and very insightful.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me, man. Look forward to it.
That is Chris Coughlin, the former Cub, most recently formerly of the Blue Jays, and hope he can get back in the game next year because he's obviously passionate about it.
Yeah, seems like a real dude, too. All right, it's time. Frank in Oak Park, where you at? Tommy and Gardner, or is it
Todd?
Todd and Tommy.
You might have changed his name to Todd.
I'm sorry, Todd and Gardner, where you at? Everybody that wants to talk Bears football, NFL football, we hand hub over to you at the top of the hour.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. NFL, Bears, your questions for Hub coming up next on The Score.
Oh, boy.
The Cubs' magic number is now 1. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk and to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
Caring for and protecting your family is your number one responsibility, and Simply Safe Home Security is a great way to do it. Simply Safe's founder, Chad Lorenz, went to Harvard. He's a smart guy. He's very mechanically minded. And years back, his friends in Boston were burglarized, and they wanted to get home security. They had a terrible time finding home protection that worked. They couldn't buy a system because it had to be hardwired, or they ran into problems with a long-term contract, or it was way too expensive, and Chad knew there had to be a better way. He invented Simply Safe. And Simply Safe is a completely wireless security system. You don't have to wire anything. Top shelf, complete security with 24/7 alarm monitoring and police dispatch. No long-term contracts and no hidden fees. Alarm monitoring costs just $15 a month. That's three times less than the other guys. You're never locked to the company. And SimpliSafe's popularity has soared since its founding, and it now protects 2 million people. You can get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and save 25%. Hurry, the offer ends September 30th. Or visit simplisafe.com/score to learn more. That's simplisafe.com/score.
Hey, it's Catherine Lowe, and I want you to come hang with me at CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win the trip of a lifetime. You'll see today's hottest music acts, enjoy a weekend in L.A., and spend some time with me in the Westinghouse Innovate Your Space Lounge before the show. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win. That's WeCanSurvive.com, powered by Westinghouse. Innovation you can be sure of.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews and even three U.S. presidents have